have to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon us now.
Okay, welcome to the Tuesday, February 27th edition of the Investigative Journal. This month is really flying by, and we've got a great show for you today. I have Jim Rothstein. He's a New York police detective, is going to tell you the truth about the pedophile rings in this country, how he's tried to investigate those, and also we're going to talk about an encounter he had with Frank Sturgis, a.k.a. Frank Farini, who was involved in the Kennedy assassination. And this is going to be an interesting story because he's found a 22-page, or he's trying to get a 22-page confession that Sturgis gave, which really blows the lid off this, connecting Daddy Bush and others to the Kennedy assassination. So it'll be a great story. But in this segment, let me just update a few things. I got an email from a good friend who's been trying to get some information from the State Department, and this is regarding the treaty and the diplomatic relations that were opened up by Ronald Reagan against the with the Vatican in the 1980s. So what I'm trying to do is get a copy of this. Now, it's pretty easy to get copies of other treaties we have with other countries, but my friend who's trying to get this has tried 10 times and is getting the runaround with the State Department. So we're going to get this official agreement between us and the Vatican, which basically sells out our country to them, that Reagan reinstituted after our good patriots realized that the Vatican was deeply involved in the Lincoln assassination, and we broke off diplomatic relations back in the 1860s. So we want to try to get a copy of that, but it's been difficult. But keep working on it, and we will report it once we get it and put it up on the web. There's a good story about 9/11 today that came out. Someone uncovered an astounding video from the archives of the BBC reporting on the collapse of the WTC building over 20 minutes before it really fell down at 5:20 p.m. on the afternoon of 9/11. The incredible footage shows the BBC reporter Jane Stanley talking about the collapse of the Solomon Brothers building while it remained standing in the live shot behind her head. So she's talking about how it's collapsed prior to the collapse of the building. And the building's even in the background. What a video. We all know that there's so much evidence regarding 9/11. We all know that it's an inside job. Just more evidence keeps piling on. The real problem is that they don't care because there's no justice. There's nowhere we can go with this evidence. What are we going to do? Just talk to the cows come home or to hell freezes over? While they commit another terrorist attack and the escalating violence in our country continues. That seems to be the fate of America and the American people, as our country has been systematically hijacked. And what we talk about here is how it has been hijacked, how 9/11 justice is not going to ever be gotten for the victims unless we take apart this government piece by piece and all the people behind it that are actually pulling the strings. Let's not make any pretenses about this. All the Bush bashing, Cheney bashing is not going to do any good. They're just puppets. They're puppets too, and they have a lot of people under their control, but they have puppet masters that they have to talk with every day, and those are the people we try to get at this show. We're going to continue in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington,
walk until peace has come.
Okay, let's get started on the investigative journal today. I've got a great interview with Jim Rothstein, a former New York police detective who's been with us before. And Jim has found out so many things regarding the New World Order, terrorism in our country, through working as an investigator on the New York Police Department for years. He's retired now, and he'll talk about that also. Jim, how are you today? Are you there? Jim, are you there? Hello? Jim, are you there? Well, we'll get Jim back on. See if you can get him back on, Manny, and we'll see what happened there. I heard a click on the phone. Is he back? Jim, are you there? Jim? Well, we're having some problems. Let me know when he's back on the line. But let me mention a couple more things here before we get Jim Rothstein. I think there was a problem with the telephone connection. And Jim, if you're on, just say hello when he comes on. But anyway, I have a little article on my website called the. It's on dated February 22nd. Vatican writers reveal devious plan for America's takeover in Project Vatican. The 18-page booklet talks about a five-step plan that started 523 years ago, and the Vatican has issued a little-known booklet for their private eyes only, Project Vatican. The document was originally listed on their website at www.projecttv.nventure.com, but the site has now been removed. The internal document was found by a few people. I noticed it on a website a while back that claimed it wasn't a Vatican website then. So the information came out one way or the other. Now it's on a website that I found at overcomerministry.org, Brother R.G. Stair. from there has obtained a copy of it and placed the whole 18-page booklet on his website. So I talked about that story and where this came from. And, boy, it's very revealing because it's a document that shows their true purposes. And they do it in a five-phase plan. They are now on phase five, and that's been working now for the last 100 years. And they have a blueprint of what they want to do to this country and the world. And their strategies are very, very interesting. So go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and you can read that story as well as other stories. Putin is meeting with the Pope on March 13th, and he's getting his marching orders from Ratzinger, and that's an interesting story. And I also printed a story about how the Anglican bishops in England and the Catholic bishops are now getting together to unite the two churches under guess whose leadership? The Pope. I mean, they're telling you exactly what they're doing. Americans, wake up. We need to really fight the New World Order from an understanding point of view of knowing what really is happening. And then secondly, getting the courage to stand up to these people that have killed millions over the years and are doing it in many ways still today. Jim Rothstein's back on the line. We had a problem with the phone. I introduced him earlier, and we'll get right to him now. Jim, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I guess we had some technical difficulties.
Yes, we did. But I did give you your introduction so that people understand who you are, a former New York police detective who's been very courageous to stand up to the very people I'm talking about now. And you know exactly where the evil lies. You found out about it when you were on the streets in New York. Why don't you just recap that for us? We're going to get into two things today, the pedophile problem and also Frank Sturgis in the Kennedy assassination. So go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I became a police officer in New York in February of 1965, and I worked the streets in Times Square as a uniform cop. And while I was there, I started observing all these girls being brought into New York for prostitution. And what eventually happened is a plainclothes cop was killed by one of the pimps. And because I was the only guy who had any files, I was brought into the investigation, and that got me started on the thing with the girls being thrown in and used around the United States. And then we investigated, finally we got into the pedophile end of it with the boys, and that took me to anything and everything in this country. We were able to infiltrate the entire subculture of this, and as you know, it went into the Vatican and every other thing you can imagine in our country and around the world. That's basically how I got started in all of this stuff.
And I want to talk about some of the particulars, but I also want to mention this. You have such interest, you know, your evidence is very solid. It's eyewitness evidence. It talks about priests that were on the good side, on the bad side. It talks about how they infiltrate the government, the mafia, the whole works. And it never gets told anywhere. I mean, your story gets out on shows like mine, and that's why I bring you on more than just once. Because what they'll do normally in a case like this, when it really gets down to the nitty-gritty, they just ignore you and allow it to be said once and then forgotten, as Americans and most people just, you know, are quick to remember for the first day or two, but then it just leaves. So I want to bring this message back so people understand. And if you've heard Jim say these things before, perhaps you need to hear it again. And if you haven't heard it, send out the archives and everything to as many people as you can, because, Jim, your story is very credible, and it's sad to me to see. We should have been listening to you 25 years ago, and it shows just how corrupt this country really is for a long time. Don't you agree?
Yes, that is very true. And you know what has happened because of shows like yours? For the first 30 years that I worked this, you could not get anybody to do anything. Even the reporters who wanted to write the stories, the Daily News in New York, the New York Times, they could not get the story out to the public. But with the internet and shows like yours, and you've done more than most, we have been able to get the message out. And as a result, many, many other things are coming forward, that verify the things that I investigated 40 years ago and to the present time, which I'm still doing.
Yeah, and so I'm going to leave it up to you. Tell us, you know, people want to know who are the real powers behind the New World Order in our country. Now, there are so many problems, so many things have happened. We've had we have, of course, the pedophile terrorist problem that you talk about. Then we look at all the other terrorist events that are going on, all the other scandals in our country. But tell us what you found out as far as the real powers in this country through this story that you were investigating. Go ahead.
Well, what basically happened was I got an informant who was supplying the little boys to the United Nations, and he was known as Dr. Rockefeller.
Okay.
And I was given the assignment by an inspector who happened to be a very honest man in the New York City Police Department. As you know, in the 70s, that wasn't really a well-known thing. But as a result of this, I arrested a man by the name of Ben Rose. Ben Rose was a pharmacist on the east side of New York, not far from the United Nations. And I never forget the day I went to arrest him. Well, I should go back a little bit how we got him.
Go ahead.
And what happened was we caught him with three little boys that he had kidnapped or taken out of Maryland. Unbeknownst to anybody, we didn't even know that these kids were missing, but we observed them. And when we went to arrest them, I wore a wire expecting to be bribed. It didn't happen. Instead, he turned over, as what we call a guy turning over. He became an informant, and we arraigned him without anybody knowing it. So he was clean as an informant, and nobody knew he'd been put under arrest. With that, we infiltrated and were able to get into this whole subculture where they use children to compromise people. And you'll find in many of these things, we can go back to the Vatican business and all of that. Most of this is accomplished by compromising people, using little boys or girls and getting these people in a compromising position, people in high authority, and then they have them, and they can make them do whatever they want to do.
And who were the people behind this that you found through your informants?
Well, usually they're a bunch of power brokers. Most of the guys that supply the kids are people who many of them have been victims themselves, and then as they get into it, become perpetrators and start kidnapping other kids and using them in the process. The compromise is one thing, and then you have the extortion that goes with it. These are generally very sharp con guys on the street. And they're used. They're used by, for instance, our intelligence people, which is now well documented when you get into the Frank Olson case for your audience. He's the guy that was experimenting or used with the LSD and jumped out of a window in a hotel in New York as a suicide. It turned out later, and it was the last I heard, an open murder investigation where they admitted that they were running three houses of prostitution. Plus, as you know, I had grabbed one of their people when they killed three little boys, two 14-year-olds and a 15-year-old, in my informant Ben Rose's apartment on East 64th Street in New York. So that is just a quick, how would you say it, opening to how this stuff gets started.
Right, and I want to get into the top dogs in this. You said earlier, and I really want our listeners to concentrate on this aspect of the story because there's so much disinformation out there, and I think we need to start talking about the real top dogs here outside of our government officials who are just puppets in this whole thing. We're going to get back and do that with Jim Rothstein right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
Headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Jim Rothstein, a former New York police detective, and I mean, he has come forward with so many interesting aspects of what's going on in the New World Order. Jim, you told me before that you found out through Vatican insiders and informants and other people in New York that former Cardinal Spellman was one of the most evil men and one of the most powerful men in this country. That when people listen to that sometimes that don't understand this story, they can't get their head around the fact that a religious leader could have so much political and other influence in our country's domestic and foreign policies. However, you learned that. Now you say it's in the hands of Egan, Cardinal Egan, who's in New York. So tell us about this whole story, which also involves John Paul I, the former Catholic priest, Father Ritter of the Covenant House. Go ahead. We'll start now and then continue in the second half hour. Go ahead.
Well, what happened was is I had another informant who used to supply the little boys to Cardinal Spellman. And what he did was give me one of the boys who had actually been caught, and it was reported that he stole the cardinal's shoes, and it went to court, and he was known as Jack the Sailor. And what they did is he went to court and forgave this poor young man for having such indiscretion and all this, and but what it was, it gave me the backing I needed so that Spellman couldn't come after me. Because of the investigations we were doing, we're going into the church. very heavily into the church, and at that time, usually it was pretty well covered up because you did not go after the church. Well, about 78, when John Paul I was made pope, and I was present when he ordered Father Bruce Ritter and gave him a special dispensation to clean up the pedophilia in the church and the Vatican bank scandal that was about to break, which was very high echelon. And as you know, this did not happen on its own. There was a concerted effort both by the intelligence community, the Americans and the Russians, to infiltrate the church and subvert what they were doing. And that's how the pedophilia really got started. But when Ritter was ordered to do this, 10 days later, the Pope was dead. And we had gotten an informant out of the Vatican at the time, a young boy. We never did find out his real name, but I've heard in the last 2 years that he has died. Anyhow, with this informant, we found out, and we were told that the Pope had actually been murdered because they didn't want the pedophilia in the church cleaned up. And just so your audience knows, I am a practicing Catholic and always have been. And so it's not that I'm on a witch hunt against Catholics. That's the first thing you hear. You're after it. Well, my opinion, a criminal is a criminal. I don't care what he's wearing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And it, you know, it makes it clear, because that's the first thing that many people will say is that, you know, you have a vendetta against the Catholic Church. So, yeah, let's clear that up so that you don't. But anyway, let's get into what you found out about Spellman, and then also Ritter, what happened to him, because he was a key player in this whole thing, which exposed a lot of the corruption leading into the Vatican, and also being protected by our intelligence agencies, and also involving many of our politicians. Go ahead.
Well, what happened with Ritter was once he got going, on two occasions I had been assigned to investigate Ritter. Once when he first started on the east side of New York, and he only had a couple of kids he was taking care of, and I was assigned to investigate to see what he was doing. And I found out he was squeaky clean. The guy was doing a little legitimate job and helping kids. So somebody suspected then already that this would be a problem. And then the second investigation was done a couple of years later when he first got to where Covenant House is located at the time, you know, in the 70s on 8th
right.
Avenue and 44th Street. And eventually, when I got to know Ritter, was like the third time I was sent in to investigate him, and that's when we started working with him and to clean this mess up, because my informant came from Father Bruce Ritter. And Ritter, the minute that he went after this, he started getting a lot of heat. And there was a time where we had public hearings in New York. They were televised, and every major station covered it, and we had all the girls testify, and Ritter was leading the charge. He testified. But that was the beginning of the downfall, because Ritter had files from every kid that came in there into the Covenant House, and there were thousands. So he had all these files with all the pedophiles and stuff named in it, because these kids would tell him. And that's why he became a very dangerous man to the powers to be. And one of the last things was that happened to me. I was approached by the Monsignor in the police department that if I would compromise Bruce Ritter, I'd get promoted. Instead, I retired. So Ritter had done a tremendous job. And you ask about Spellman. Spellman was very, very powerful. Plus, he knew where all the dirty laundry on everybody was, too.
And all right, listen, we're going to take a Jim, I have to take a short break. Let's continue right where we left off, right after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back. Second half hour of the Investigative Journal. And before we start start our story with Jim Rothstein, let me just make these two program notes. One, you can now go to rbnlive.com, and the website is back up under those call letters. The archives are updated now up until January 25th or so, and these interim shows are all being taped and are being updated now, so all these will be on RBN's website very shortly. In the interim, there's a website that you can get off my website that's been handling a lot of the RBN shows, and you can go and you look. It says important notice, audio archives here on my website at Arctic Beacon, and you can get the first hour of the interview. This, for some reason, they're only doing 1 hour because of some technical difficulties. But anyway, and I also have a good friend who's taping the show as we speak, so we have everything covered as far as making sure that these messages can be heard. Just a little bit of problem with RBN's archives right now, so the owners there are working to get that straightened out. Secondly, go to my website at arcticbeacon.com, and I'm running a pledge drive, so please help me out and raise some money to keep people like Jim Rothstein on the air. Because as you know, the big advertisers do not want these stories out either. They're in bed with the media and also the criminals that we talk about, that is our government, along with all the puppet masters at the top level, which include the Vatican and the Jesuit order, that are conveniently left out of most every discussion when we talk about this. But anyway, and that's beyond comprehension to me, that this story, with all the evidence that we've got gathered just on this show alone, with limited resources, I might add, recapturing history, lost history about Vatican intrigues and corruption, and to leave them out of any debate about what's happening in this country is something that I can't comprehend. And anyone who doesn't put it on the table and discuss it needs to reconsider what they're doing in the field of journalism. Now, I might add this too, that it's very simple. People say, well, how can you say this about such a group? And I say this: they're either doing evil or they're either evil or they're good. And I can't find any good things they do outside of their front organizations of Catholic Charities, things like that, which are conveniently put out there. But when you look at the serious problems of our country, they're on the opposite side of almost every one of them: immigration, the pedophile problems, all the other things that are going on here, even covering up 9/11. They are in bed with our politicians and backing the war in Iraq silently. It's amazing to me. So if they are good, why aren't they doing anything good? It's very simple. Back with Jim Rothstein. Jim, you left off, and I just conveniently just led right into Cardinal Spellman. Well, tell us about, you know, what you found out. I know you started telling us, but continue on, because it ended up in destroying Ritter, and basically they tried to bribe you, too, with $1 million a couple times, and finally you had to leave the police department. Go ahead. Are you there?
But yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, that is true. They've tried everything to get me to lay off, and I wouldn't do it, and eventually I was retired. But Spellman, and while we're on that, I just want your audience to know that I could not have done this work without the cooperation of some very good priests like Father Bruce Ritter, Father Paul Marcus, and the list goes on and on. Because there were truly good priests, and there still are, who want this stuff broken up. It's no different than when I was a cop. When I found a crooked cop, to me, he belonged in jail. And that's just like the decent priest. Any decent Catholic who thinks that these people shouldn't be punished cannot be a Catholic, because criminals are criminals. It don't make any difference how you dress them. And this is my flaw. It's just like Spellman. Spellman had everybody, the church, well, and what he did, he knew who was weak, and he used it to his advantage. They made fortunes. Probably the biggest real estate owner in New York at one time was the Catholic Church, and it hasn't changed much since then. And since Egan got in there, there has not been one exposed pedophile ring in the Manhattan. Because, and yet it is the most decadent of all places in the world. There are probably more pedophiles per square foot in New York than anywhere else, but you don't hear anything about it.
Right.
So you can see how this whole thing works.
Right. And another thing I wanted to emphasize was you were actually, when Pope John Paul I called Father Bruce Ritter, you were actually present hearing this, correct? It isn't something that you heard hearsay, right?
No, I was present with my partner at the time, another detective who is now deceased. We were physically in the office when he received that call. So it's not something I heard. This is firsthand, I was there.
And then Ritter, he's told by the Pope to clean up the pedophile ring in the church and outside of the church. And 10 days later, he's conveniently murdered, and it had to do a lot with this. A lot to do with his stance on uncovering the corruption in the Vatican Bank, and also exposing. And I happened to be in Rome 2 years after this when I found out he was trying to expose a list of high-level bishops and cardinals who are actually Freemason members, which is basically, if you look at canon law, it's a charge. It's contrary to canon law. And it's a charge that leads to excommunication. But he found hundreds of people, including Father Marcinkus from Chicago, members of the P2 Lodge in Italy. I mean, so that was why he was killed 33 days after, and that's a, an interesting Illuminati number, after his papacy began. I think tell us about Ritter, because this shows, I think, categorically that they are involved and they tried to shut him up. And tell us really what happened to him and how he ended up a broken man in upstate New York.
Well, what happened was he was falsely accused by two young men who I knew. And these people, what they did, they waited till I left the state of New York because they knew that if I was still there, I would have gone to bat for Ritter. But they falsely accused him of blasting him. And I know these two guys. They're liars and everything else. There were a couple reporters in New York who knew it and did write some stories. But they forced Ritter out. And Ritter, first he went, I believe, to Pakistan or India somewhere, and they followed him over there and totally destroyed him. And then I did send him a letter, and I received an answer. And in that letter, he tells me about how he often wonders about our conversations. And, you know, he, like, coded it because he knew he couldn't get anything out and tell the truth. And he told me he was a broken man, and there was nothing he could do anymore. And I tried to rally him, but it was too late. He was finished. He totally destroyed probably one of the greatest men our country has ever seen. He probably did more and saved more kids, but they destroyed him because they couldn't have him. You know, it's a sad case of affairs when this is allowed to happen, and nobody came to back him.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then in your case, tell the listeners again about how they tried to bribe you on two occasions, and finally how you were warned that either you lay off and retire or perhaps you'll never receive another paycheck again. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, in one occasion, we were summoned, me and my partner, to a bar, and when we got there, two suitcases were put in front of us. Each one of the suitcases had $1 million in it, and my partner took a bundle of the $100 bills out and threw them out in the middle of the floor, and I threw my suitcase on the floor, and we got up and left. And he turned a corruption complaint in on me, and I turned one on him. And I don't think anything was ever investigated because I'm sure people knew where it came from. And then finally, the Monsignor tried to get me to compromise Ritter, and he said I'd be promoted to first-grade detective if I got him out of the picture, and I didn't go for that. And then finally one day they told me I could get a disability pension, and I knew what the or was, so I put in for my disability, and I was retired shortly thereafter.
And that was a veiled threat on your life, is what they were doing.
It's not hard to figure out what that means.
Yeah, and it's just incredible. Now, you've continued on. I just wanted to tell my listeners right now that you can call us at 800-313-9443 if you have any questions. Jim's going to stay with us for the second hour, and we're going to concentrate in the second hour on Frank Sturgis and the Kennedy assassination and what you learned about that. That's an interesting story. And let's finish up, though, now. After you left, you still talk about and still help people with this serious problem, calling the pedophile problem the biggest terrorist threat in our country. Go ahead. Tell us about what you're doing now.
Yes, I was never allowed to retire because people knew I was out there and they kept calling. And the latest stuff is the Johnny Gosch case, which is just open, wide open. And we also have the Franklin cover-up, which came out of Omaha, Nebraska. And as we speak, there is work being done there, and there's been some new developments, just amazing things that are coming out. And that's why we need your audience. There's a lot of people in the audience that know what's happening, and we need help. And it looks like we finally got something going that we can expose this. On the Noreen Gosch, the Johnny Gosch kidnapping, we have somebody sending us photographs from when he was kidnapped while he was being held, and now we're starting to get pictures of perpetrators with kids. The missing and exploited children people said they have been working on it, but we really haven't seen the results yet. So things are, it looks like we might be getting a break, but we need more than that.
Right. And tell us a little bit about the background of the Gosch case in when these pictures came to light and why you consider it to be the biggest breakthrough in any one of these pedophile cases. Go ahead.
Well, what had happened was I've been working on this almost 40 years, and I got involved with the Johnny Gosch case when he was first kidnapped because it was just another case that fit into the profiles that I was watching. And about 10 years ago, I finally got to talking to Noreen Gosch when I received some information that Johnny was still alive and had been spotted in Wisconsin in a hotel, in a motel room with one of my informants. And since then, I got to know Noreen quite well. And eventually, a man by the name of Jimmy Gibson came forward. This was about 7 years ago, and we started working on getting some pictures. Here about, oh, I guess it's 9 months ago, Jimmy Gibson, with the help of Tim White, came forward, and we actually got photographs of Johnny Gosch when he was kidnapped, within days, because he was still wearing the same clothes, and two other boys that were also there, and another photo that showed a man with a ligature around his neck, apparently dead, who we only assume was one of the perpetrators. Now, this has set off quite a firestorm. And as a result of this, we have been getting some people sending us more pictures that are out there showing all these kids being molested. At the same time, I had been working on another batch of photographs in Omaha, Nebraska, with the Franklin cover-up thing. Now, the Franklin cover-up and the Johnny Gosch case are the same people. And in that case, there was available for me for 48 hours a bunch of pictures, but because they actually showed perpetrators messing the kids up, having sex with them, it would have been child pornography, so, and I didn't have anybody backing me to go pick those pictures up, because if I'd have got caught with them, they'd have told me I had child pornography. But they disappeared when I couldn't make it, so they're still available if I can get going again to get those pictures. So that's some of the things that are happening there.
Yeah, and you said one time that not one case that you've ever worked on over the years has ever gone and, you know, to the really, the investigation has never really got to the top levels, and it's always been stopped. Please tell us about that. Include our good prosecutor in New York, Morgenthau, as far as covering up a lot of these cases. But that's really important, because once you get to a certain point, it never gets any farther. Go ahead.
Yes, that is a fact. In fact, there was a case in November of 77 where we found the man running basically the largest ring at the highest levels in the United States at 230 Central Park West in New York City. And they raided the place. The district attorney's office at the time raided the place to get the files, because our informant had set the whole thing up. We actually had an informant in the operation. And when they got wind of it that we were going to take it, they went and busted it and seized all the files, so that we couldn't continue our investigation. And we knew what the files were because we had an informant in the operation. So that just shows you how that happens. And we did have one case where we went to the top, where we convicted 11 of the 12 top pimps in the United States that with the girls. So it can be done. But all the other cases that I have followed since then, and when I was a detective and after that, they will go so far, and then the cases disappear. And this is what I cannot believe in this world should happen. How can people of this country allow this to happen? They should demand to know, where does this lead to? Look at the Franklin cover-up. They took Larry King, the guy that was running it, but he was not the main guy. Henry Vincent, they took him. He was a supplier. But these are only low-level people. How come these investigations didn't go any further? This is the question that the people in our country have to start asking so they can protect their children. I just, within the last year and a half, had a man come forward who had done an investigation in the intelligence community where they found that 834 kids had disappeared into this subculture between 82 and 89. And how can, that's 834 children. But there were actually 1,500 cases. but only these were the cases where the guys just disappeared.
And yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak.
That's right. And why, if they had this information, why didn't anybody investigate it? This information is there now. When these pictures on Johnny Gosch came forward, I personally met with the police authorities in West Des Moines, Iowa, and nothing has happened. Not a thing. And we were able to trace the websites back to the people that put them on where these pictures came from. How come the police can't do it?
Yeah, good question.
It always reminds me of the time they found three contaminated grapes on a ship coming out of Venezuela. I don't know if you remember that or not. Years ago.
No, go ahead.
But they can't solve it. Well, they had a ship. They found these contaminated grapes on it. And this was among hundreds of shiploads of grapes, but they could find three grapes. But now they can't find all these kids disappearing. There's something wrong.
Yes, Jim, we're going to take a short break. Come back. Call us, 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good. We're on the road like we knew we would. First night, so long. State of mind, what can go wrong? We're here, the time is right to rock and roll.
Okay, we're back. Final segment of this hour on the Investigative Journal. My guest, Jim Rothstein, a former New York police detective. Jim, you also said that, you also said that you had some photos, or one photo of George H. Bush in a, what's that all about, anyway?
There is a picture that shows him, and it supposedly came out of a library where somebody took a picture while they were there. You know you can't leave with anything. Berger got caught doing that, taking it out of somebody's professional library. But evidently they had a cell phone with them and took a picture of this picture. And it showed Bush with two young boys who are believed to be Johnny Gosch and Paul Benassi. And we were trying to get somebody back in to get a clear photo of it or find out where it was and get it with the Freedom of Information Act. So the picture isn't clear enough to definitely say that what it was, but Noreen has identified the one picture as being Johnny. So that's the picture that we're still working on.
Okay. Now, tell us about Morgenthau in New York and how he has been really trying to stop any type of investigations. He's the district attorney there.
Well, again, I go back to the case that I talked about on Central Park West, where we had this big pimp or procurer, and he was running a book out of there, supplying kids to the highest people around. And he went to it and jumped it because I personally was in front of him, face-to-face, asking for a wiretap because we would have been able to get everything that was going on. And as soon as we left, he sent his guys out there to bust the place so we wouldn't get the files, and we never got the wiretap. That was just one of it. And if you look at New York now, how many cases have happened? This was since 77 till now. How many big cases have been busted in New York? I haven't heard of any. They do their routine stuff, but the big ones don't go down. And I find that quite interesting, and I think everybody should ask that question.
Yeah, and just relate this to, you know, what you found, what's going on in our country now in the last minute here on this segment. And the next segment I want, next hour, I want to get into Frank Sturgis and the Kennedy assassination that you learned about when you arrested, tried to arrest him. Tell us what your thoughts are right now about what's happening in this country and how this pedophile problem relates to the whole big epidemic of the downfall of America.
Well, this is, as we were told by Harold Laswell, who was a Freudian scientist, who we use that through the history of the world, this has happened a number of times. And if the people don't do anything, in particular, he said, if the mothers of these children don't want them protected and make their men do what they're supposed to do, or the fathers do what they're supposed to do to protect their children, it'll destroy this country. And if you look at what's happening, how many kids are disappearing? You just had a case the other day where an illegal alien allegedly kidnapped a young boy down in Florida. So it's going on all over the country. And you hear these great people get on television, but I don't see anybody coming forward. For instance, if there's anybody in your audience who has a politician either on a state or federal level, if there's four laws that could be passed.
Jim, hold your thought. Hold that thought. We're going to get into those four laws right after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
Somehow, 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 I love finding somehow that somehow I'll return again.